Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody jump, jump.
Ah, yes, a good Thursday morning, one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. Provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you to Mike and Pete. Thank you, Mike and Pete, across the other side at the controls. Bogish with your updates. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Yes. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz and the Moose. What's up, Taz? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm awesome, Moose, and I hope you're awesome, too. Yes. We had a great time pre-show. When we all get together, kumbaya, we all work on the show. We did that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we come in and do the live show.
We do.
And then we come at it full throttle, and here we are, full throttle,
Joe. For the next 3 hours.
We get to talk about
minutes.
LeBron now for three straight hours.
not all.
No, three straight hours.
But a lot of it we're going to be spending on LeBron James, or a significant portion of it, Taz, because last night as the Lakers in Los Angeles were getting their doors blown off by Denver and the Nuggets,
right.
LeBron James went out there and passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat to it. I mean, Jordan did it in 118 less games in the regular season. So,
right.
I mean, there is a little bit of a... I mean, that is a season and a half when you think about it. But, I mean, obviously Michael Jordan didn't come right out of high school. Michael Jordan did play collegiately, as we do know, won a national championship at North Carolina, and that jumper, game-winning jumper against the Georgetown Hoyas. And that was the Freddie Brown game. But so you had that, and LeBron came right out of high school. So LeBron at 18 years of age was in the NBA. But, I mean, think about, like, where we are at this stage where – and it was just a matter of time until he surpassed Michael Jordan. I mean, he was, you know, he's in his, you know, mid to early 30s, I would say. He's not leaving the NBA anytime soon. So you knew this record was going to come, Taz, but – but think about this. I mean, this is a case where, you know, in games in which the Lakers in all likelihood are not making the playoffs, they're losing by double digits against the Denver Nuggets. Coming out of the game, it's about what he has done individually instead of what he has done team-wise.
Moose, you're right in everything you said, but it's not even about at the end of the game. It's what happened before the game, as you know, my man. The tweet that was heard around the world.
Yeah.
This is LeBron James Twitter. If you don't, I know some of you folks maybe aren't into the social media, and I don't blame you. But hey, this is what he tweeted. Can't even front. This is going to be unreal. All caps, 2 exclamation points. Wow, man. That's what LeBron tweeted. And then everybody jumped at it before the game. I'm watching the 76ers, okay? And all of a sudden, the commentators are talking about this tweet. I'm like, wait a minute. The Lakers, they're on later. They're not even playing right now.
Right.
And so he did this before the game. To get the bus, to let everybody know I'm fixing to, once I get these 13 points, to pass MJ.
Right, which is, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
That's too much, bro.
Well,
that's,
right. Well,
I thought of you.
Well, I mean.
Because of the way he is.
Well, but. Yeah, Taz,
how weird is that? No, I did. Because, I know you've definitely slammed him a little, and rightfully so.
Well, I mean, Taz, it's the self-congratulations. Everyone knows he's great. You know, but he's got to give you, I'm the best player in the world. When the Cavaliers came back from 3-1 down, I cemented myself as the greatest player of all time. Now it's a case of, remember, what was it, 2 weeks back, the Instagram post. Remember, on the social media team, on his own team, agent, Lakers, whoever it did, sent out the tweet congratulating himself on surpassing another mark and another statistical mark in NBA history. And then he sends out this tweet before the game last night. How is that? I mean, how is that spectacular? I mean, Luke Walton after game looks like a beaten man. He's a dead man walking. He's going to get fired at the end of the season. The Lakers season has been a massive disappointment. And LeBron James wants us all to get stamped late and get fired up for him scoring 15 points in order to surpass Michael Jordan.
It's real.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
It's horrible.
I have a huge basketball IQ.
Your team goes into the game 30 and 34. Okay, you're going in there. You're not going to make the playoffs, and you're tweeting about yourself that you're going to pass the great Michael Jordan. You know, and you got to go play a pretty good Nuggets team here. And this is what you're tweeting about? I mean, it's really, it's like it's. I understand it's a really, really, really good great milestone, but come on,
dude. What does that say about the individual?
He's an egotistical, self-centered person.
Well, that's it.
That's the end.
Taz, that you absolutely nailed it.
Right.
I mean, that's what it says about the individual. Is, you know, listen, the Laker, you know, front office and Laker fans are going to look at this year as a massive disappointment. LeBron James is going to look back at this year and say, you know what? Not a bad year. I did my part when I was healthy.
Exactly.
You know, I did my job. I surpassed Michael Jordan, fourth place on the all-time scoring list. I did this statistically. I did that statistically. Yeah, well, team-wise, we didn't win, but we weren't expected to win year number one. LeBron James could look back on it and say, you know, okay, now, you know, I was able to do this and accomplish this. I mean, it's nonsense.
I mean, dude, you're right. Because, listen, like, at what point, what does it even matter? Like, does it matter what team he's on? Just put him in any jersey, any colors from any team, and let him go out there and get hit his stats and pass all these great players, and that's it. Because he has not taken this Laker team and have helped the young guys rise. He hasn't done that. He's only, as we've talked about ad nauseum, all of us in the sports realm, all he's done was the whole Anthony Davis saga, taking these young guys around him with the Lakers and turned them against him. Because they know that he was trying to get them all, you know, outski.
Yeah.
So they're not playing around him. That tweet he put out there was not smart. Listen, either go get yourself create a burner account, or I'm sure you have a bunch of people in the media, LeBron, that'll listen to you. You could talk to them on the down low.
Oh, my God.
And say, yo, put this out so people know going to the game. He shouldn't be doing it.
I agree, and it doesn't take much. I mean, Taz, after he got to the 15th point, I mean, the social media, they're like, history has been made. The Lakers, the NBA, you know, the LeBron sycophants out there and congratulating him. Let them all do it. That's fine.
Really?
I mean, there's plenty of people that are going to be out there extolling the virtues of LeBron James. You don't need to do it yourself. But it also just shows you the mentality of the individual, number one. Number two is, it shows you just where this Lakers season is and how big of a disaster it is. Where you're extolling, we're talking about not Laker team success. It's all about congratulating LeBron James for surpassing Michael Jordan. And by the way, there is nobody walking God's green. You want to talk about the all-time scoring list. There is nobody walking God's green earth that if you were going to take a pure score that's going to look at LeBron James and Michael Jordan and say that LeBron was a better all-time scorer than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a preeminent offensive machine.
Right.
And LeBron, there are things that LeBron can do, and he's 6'8" that not do. But if you can look at this, and it is a case of the amount of games you played when you came into the league, and it's a great thing. But if you're going to define a player 20 years from now, Taz, you're sitting in your, you know, you're sitting there smoking a cigar.
Big one.
Someone comes up to you and be like, "Man, you know, loved your national show.
Well,
you and Moose
you.
Did a fantastic job
thank
for,
you, sir.
You know, for 22, 23 years. All the success you had.
Wow.
You rose up the charts. But I mean, LeBron, would you say he's the greatest, better all time, better scorer than Michael Jordan?
He's not.
You'd say no.
No, he's not. No,
no,
he's not.
Michael's a better scorer.
Absolutely.
Better
Absolutely.
Offensive player than
Absolutely.
LeBron James.
I mean, I'll give LeBron in regards to like assists. So he moved the ball and he always played. LeBron's unselfish, I would say, on the court. He has, you know, he does move the ball. But to your point, no. As far as a point scoring machine, as far as individual, no.
No, he's not.
Michael Jordan's the guy. I mean,
right. Jordan's the man, and Jordan did 118 less games. And I saw this. This was a fair comparison. LeBron this year with the Lakers is like Michael with the Wizards.
I didn't think.
I mean,
funny,
it though. Is. It is like that.
That's funny.
It is watching, showing up. You're watching a legend play, and LeBron obviously younger than when Michael was with the Washington Wizards. But you're watching a team that's not a particularly good basketball team, and you're showing up to see if maybe that guy's gonna have another magical night.
Yeah, I know. It's true though. I mean, but for him to just circle back, for him to put that thing out on Twitter
like
crazy. That. And God, he got everyone's attention. And it just goes to show he don't care about any other teams, any other games that are happening, the early games on the East Coast. He don't care. Not that he should care. I get that. And are you? Shouldn't you just? I know you're LeBron James. You could play basketball when you sleep. I get it. But shouldn't you be like getting ready with your team? Shouldn't you be focused on the game? I mean, shouldn't you worry about dealing with Denver? I mean, shouldn't you? I mean, really? I understand you're not. You're probably not going to be in the playoffs, and shouldn't you try to win as many games as possible instead of putting out a tweet without saying the name Michael Jordan in it, without saying what you're about to pass, without saying the number 13 points? You didn't do any of that. Can't even front. This is going to be unreal. Wow, man. The thing got over 77,000 likes, Moose, and over almost 14,000 retweets. I wanted to start tweeting at people that were retweeting it. Like, what in the holy F? Why are you tweeting this? Why are you retweeting this? Who gives a rat's ass? Stop. Don't enable this guy. Why are you doing this? But the monster's created. The monster's created.
Right, and then it's...
I can't change that, Moose.
No, you cannot.
I can't change all of the world, social media.
That's like trying to stop a Mack truck in the middle of a highway test.
Yes, while you're on crutches.
Correct. That's not happening.
While you're walking around like Mikey B.
Right, you're
going to dragging your legs like Quasimodo.
You're going to get steamrolled.
Yeah, you're going to be Dunsky.
That's exactly right.
Done.
It is remarkable where we were last July and where we are now sitting in March. When last July, Laker fans celebrated and rejoiced, and the NBA fans celebrated and rejoiced that LeBron was going to Los Angeles and Showtime was going to be back, and getting the call from Kobe about what it was going to be like to be a Laker, and the conversation they had with Magic, and turning the page after delivering for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it wasn't a case of if, it was a case of when the Lakers are going to win, to the point where people were saying, oh, they'll be a top four seed in the Western Conference. How could they not be? I mean, they'll add key veteran players as they did. LeBron will lead the way. He's going to be rejuvenated. He wants Los Angeles, quality of life, lifestyle, everything and the like. Think about where they are, where they're, and then where we are right now, where it has nothing to do with team success. People are basically now, it's a foregone conclusion, Lakers are not making the playoffs.
Yes.
And where all we're doing is celebrating the individual accolades of LeBron James. I mean,
on a that guy is, that the team stinks.
Right. A guy that has defined himself by winning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's been all about defining himself by winning championships. Now he's defining himself by individual accolades and success in terms of points, assists, rebounds, blocks, everything in the like task. I mean, it's remarkable where the Lakers season's a downright disaster. Yet I'm supposed to celebrate LeBron James surpassing Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list? I could care less.
Well, it was like I said, you're right. And there was two celebrations.
Did you wake up yesterday thinking about, man, LeBron's 13 points away from tying Michael?
I had no clue.
I can't wait to see him go out there and score 15 tonight against Denver.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, really. It's like I had no idea until I saw the tweet. I heard it watching another basketball game, and then I went to the Twitter. And I'm like, look at this. How do I stop this? I know I can't, but that's my first instinct. How do I stop it? And I couldn't. But, yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is like, enough already, bro. You're LeBron James. We get it, dude. You don't have to put that tweet out. Let other people tell you. Look, we joke around on the air here a lot. Sometimes I can be a little egotistical and type stuff like that, a little self-centered. But I'm doing it in a joking manner. You know this, Moose.
Yes.
Okay, I have people on social media. Right. I have people on social media saying things positively about me, with something potentially right now in wrestling, and I'm ignoring it. I'm not retweeting it. I'm not doing. You know what I'm talking about. Pete the Body knows
what are you
talking
about?
No, I don't want to get into that. Positive stuff. And I'm not putting. Don't do that. And I'm not. But my point is. My point is. I'm not.
I have no idea what you mean.
I'm not. I'm not. You get what I'm saying. I'm trying to use an example with the LeBron. I'm not putting it out there. Let people say it. I appreciate it.
Right.
And I move on. This guy. Could you imagine that with him? He'd be retweeting all that stuff.
Well, yeah.
I deserve it.
Well, right.
What are you doing, bro?
He would be doing. You don't need if you're LeBron James. Or as you put yourself in the same conversation with Taz.
No, no.
If you're LeBron or Taz on a Thursday morning.
I knew you were going to do that. No. See, that's not right. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to just.
I get the point.
To a lesser degree.
I know what
you're
busting
chops.
I'm busting your chops.
Taz! Sometimes it hurts.
I apologize. You don't need to tell people how great you are when you're great.
Correct.
That's
this
it.
Is true.
Yes.
When you've done great things, when you've accomplished great things.
And he's done that.
You let other people do that work for
that's
you.
That's
you
it.
Don't need to do it, Taz. But what it does show you is the frailty of the mentality of the man. Mm-hmm. Because clearly he's bothered by the fact of how big of a failure this year has been. The way he went out and said this is going to be playoff mode and this team has continued to die on the vine. And they're not playing inspired basketball, Taz. But... And there's going to be no team success this year, so he needs something to latch onto.
He does.
So he needs to tell everybody just how great he is. Because are there any debates now about, are we debating about Michael and LeBron any longer? Are we doing any of that kind of conversation? Something that's dominated the talk for the last 2-3 years. There's been none of that conversation. The year has been deemed an absolute disaster in Los Angeles. He knows that. He reads that. He's smart enough, right?
Right, of course.
So, and it's a team that he is leading, that he's the face of, that's being deemed a disaster. So if you're LeBron James, well, then you change the talking point. Instead of talking about the team, let's talk about me.
Right.
Let's talk about what I'm accomplishing.
Right.
Let's talk about what I'm doing.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a magical night in Los Angeles because the Laker fan is going to get to show up and watch us play a semi-competitive basketball game against Denver, but I'm going to surpass Michael for fourth place on the all-time
scoring list. That's all that matters.
List.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you're right, and it's that's
nonsense.
All that matters to him. No, it is nonsense. And and you're right. I think he's trying to put shine on something different as opposed to how bad the Lakers are doing. It's also like in wrestling, we have an expression, when you're a mark for yourself. So, that just means that you love yourself so much. And that's what he is also. He's a mark for himself. LeBron James is a mark for himself.
You are a mark.
It's simple. It's really that simple. He is a mark for himself. I've been accused of this years ago when I was in my prime. That's a whole nother topic. God forbid, talk about
mark.
Myself. I know, because then I get attacked by everybody on the show.
Mark.
No one's attacking
no,
you.
No, it's just I have examples in my career.
Let Pete, myself, and Mike, we'll do the dirty work.
For mark.
That's right.
Right.
I'm just
saying. Pete TP it up. He'll carry the war.
Oh, no, Moose, don't say that.
He will.
No, I'm just trying to say,
Mark. What?
Nothing. Whatever.
What?
LeBron is a mark.
What are you trying
himself.
To say?
LeBron's a mark for himself. You know it. That's
what?
It.
And so you are a mark for yourself.
No, back in the day, I wasn't a mark.
Not anymore.
I was a cute. No, not anymore.
Not on this show ever.
No.
In the last 14, 15 months.
No. Don't make it about me. No.
I am Taz.
No.
I understand.
No.
Well, I mean, you should get that call, by the way.
Well, come on, stop. Change the subject. Come on, please.
Best regards. I've said it on public record before.
Please. It's uncomfortable. Thank you.
Mike and myself and Pete have picked up our tuxedos.
Oh, boy. Can we just play music? Like, can we just turn it to a music station right now?
No, Pete's... finally, we piqued Pete's interest across the way. It's like I'm tired of hearing about LeBron.
I know. Exactly.
Guess who may have leaked the Anthony Davis trade rumors? Mm. We'll get into that next. Roll it, Pete. You can roll it.
That's going to happen in the post-production meeting. Some of the production stuff. I'm a little upset.
What are you upset about?
Me and Pete headbutting a little bit. Mikey B. Of course, they're against me. Some stuff going on here in the show.
I'm glad I got into the music bench, by the way.
Oh, you did a good job, buddy.
Yeah, I understand. Taz, like, you need new music. Taz comes in with, like, 4 songs. So I got a hard time getting through that website.
Every song sounds like Limp Bizkit.
I'm like, what? He goes, how do you find so many songs? I walked in one morning, I had, like, 30 songs.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I mean, how do you find all this music?
They were great.
I go, I searched the website.
They were great. You have a future, man, in, like, doing DJ stuff.
Yes, that's
once you've done doing sports radio and you're great, you've won awards, you should become like a disc jockey, old school. Play the hits from the 90s, type thing.
Right, maybe I could do, right. I'll work for Shady 45.
Shade 45, I think it is.
Shady
but
45.
Then I think it's just, there's no why. Shade 45.
Whatever.
For the guy by the water cooler,
Slim Shady.
Let's be honest.
Slim Shady.
I know Slim Shady. Yeah. Slim Shady.
Eminem Jones. Is it Shade 45 or Shady?
There's no why, Mike. Just check the guy.
No
Mike.
Why.
No, there's
why.
No why. I understand that.
Mike,
tell me
again. Come again, Mike.
I understand.
Mike, come again.
Well, whatever.
It's not whatever. It's for the guy by the water cooler. You know that.
Right.
Got to get it right. Kim Jones, the great Kim Jones on yesterday. The poor girl at the end, she had to clarify a statement because the moose would have been all over her.
No, I would not have
remember
been
that?
All over.
No, she's worked with you enough. She knows
how
you are. She's like, Moose, I just want to clarify. I don't remember what she was. What'd she say again?
Well, she wanted to clarify a linebacker.
Yeah.
For Alabama.
Yeah, that just want to get it right.
Right.
She's saying in the back of it because Moose would have been...
She didn't get that right.
Well, I understand. Yeah. I'm a perfectionist.
Except when it comes to hip-hop stations on satellite radio.
Stop that.
And you're supposed to be a guru in the hip-hop world. You're supposed to be a big fan and know-it-all.
Is it Shade 45?
Well, it is.
I'm going to look that up.
Mikey B,
it
the team just...
I don't care how it's spelled. Sometimes you pronounce it different.
Oh, now it's French?
No.
Sade 45.
No, I didn't say it's Sade.
Jazz singer from the early 90s.
Pete, hold that tuxedo.
With my pocket square.
Hold that tuxedo. I'd go
you
with
might not need it, buddy.
I'd go with an orange accent pocket square. It's Taz. Yeah. It's Moose. It's a Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm about to go for a Moose. I'm about to go for probably $15,000. I got to get a new stove at the house, the kitchen. They told me we need a new stove, I think. So probably maybe 13 grand.
For a new stove?
Yeah, nice. 10 burner. We got a 10 burner. Get a big one. You know, like a big, one of those big ones, cast iron, old school.
You're going to go the Wolf?
Vikings, probably.
Oh, Vikings.
Yeah.
I like Wolf better.
Wow, look at you.
The Wolf stove.
Better than the Vikings. Vikings what? Good. Vikings.
I'm not telling you Vikings not good. I do like the Wolf stove.
Yeah. You have a Wolf stove?
We have a Wolf
convection oven?
No, no. Not a convection oven. Our oven we did not replace from the previous homeowner.
Oh, okay.
But we have an island, and on the island we have the set of burners.
Oh, you got the center island? Nice.
Yes, correct. Nice.
Yeah, we're going to get a 10-burner stove. In case I want to make eggs on one end, my wife can make, you know, chili on the other.
Yeah, that's a huge stove.
You got to be ready for anything. You know, you have parties.
So you're going to have a double oven.
Triple oven.
What do you guys?
Yeah. Well, just to, in case you want to make
to the catering business.
You got
to
spit, too, right? You can roast a pig over the top of that.
Put a pig on that.
Seriously, get into the catering business? What are you guys going to be doing there? Who the hell needs three ovens?
Human suplex.
I mean, what are you going to be doing?
Oh, I just got to be
ready. How many people are you cooking? Always the only time you'd ever use three ovens would be like Thanksgiving, if you're hosting like 80 people.
No. When you're making protein slop 6 months in advance, you need three ovens.
My wife's one of nine. So she's got a very big, and they all her siblings all have kids, and their kids have kids. I'm going Viking, dude. We're ready.
You ordered it already?
No, I didn't order, but we're going to get a customized one. Nice black one, orange front on it.
Paint the body.
Pete, if you want, when we load it in, when the truck comes, you want to help load it in.
I can get you the Wolf stove right now, $5,000.
That's El Cheapo. I'm not going to do that. $5,000. What am I going to do with that? Viking 10 burner. And we also have the water spigot on each side.
Nice.
Yeah, so you got to put a plumb line in there.
It's got a water feature.
So, yeah, if you want to make pasta, you can put a pot of pasta on there. You know, so that's why it's $15,000 for a 10-burner stove.
Got a light show at night.
Moose is checking this whole thing. He's typing away. He's checking into the whole thing.
Yeah,
which model is he talking about? I can't find this one.
I would not go Viking.
Wow.
Just burying my...
You're talking about you're going to get the pasta faucet?
Yeah, two of them. If you want to do two pots of pasta, you know.
Yeah.
What price did you find? What model? The 6651 Dynaflo?
I'd like the Wolf. Go Wolf. No, good luck with that, though.
Thanks, buddy. You just buried the 15 grand I'm about to drop.
No, I would not spend 15 grand on a stove.
Eating's very important. You're a big cook. I'm surprised you
wouldn't. I do. I could get you one for half the price. I'll take the other $7,500
for it. I could get one for half the price, too, but my friend said two of the burners won't work. Only eight will work.
Right.
So that's why I don't want to go with him.
Yeah.
So, and that one I would need you, Pete, to come unloaded.
I'd be honored.
I just figured I'd just say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Go with the Wolf, Taz. The Viking sucks.
Congratulations on the new stove.
I've never heard anybody say anything about, I didn't get it yet. I never, about Viking grill.
A Viking hot take.
It's like, he's got a Viking hot take.
No,
Viking's like the top rated stove, grill, cooking appliance.
I'm not saying it's not great. I would go Wolf. If you're asking me one or the other, I'd go Wolf.
I got an outdoor, Bob. Outdoor.
That's great. I'd go.
I got an actual wolf.
Right. I understand. The wolf.
He catches my food, and I cook it on my wolf stove.
Wolf appliances are great.
I have a pro fire outside. You know what pro fire is?
I do not.
I'm big into outdoor grilling. I used to be, not anymore. But so I have this very expensive grill that we don't use that much anymore, unfortunately. Pro fire, they call it. Yes.
Weber's the best.
No, Weber's best if you're buying something you put charcoal in, bro.
No, okay. It's not.
Dude, you want to compare Weber my grill. Profile to a Weber?
It has nothing
Dude,
to do with
it. Dude, that's like a Mercedes here's, compared to a see, little but bump here, Beetle.
Here's the deal. It has nothing to do with...
Here we go.
It has nothing to do with the machinery.
Here we go.
It has everything to do with how you prepare
Well, I don't disagree with that. I agree. But you're not going to talk about Weber's.
Right.
You could throw
slop on a Profire, and it's going to taste like slop.
Bro, Profire. That's what I'm saying.
It's not going to change
listen,
the taste
I am not saying I'm a better cook than you. I'm nowhere near the level you are.
No shot.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yes.
Totally agree with you. You are... You are galvanized as an amazing cook.
Thank
now,
you.
My
I
world.
Appreciate.
You really are.
No, I appreciate that.
I'm not
but,
in your world. Come
but
on.
Here's the, you could spend a ton of money on great stuff if you don't know how. If you
well,
don't
that's what I do.
Prepare it properly.
Yeah.
It's going to taste like
slop. But I have people that could cook just as good as you, if not better, that come in and do this for me. And when we have the big party, I just have my guys come in. That's
right.
all. I got cooks.
How many minutes are you going to be using that wolf?
No. Not much.
Yeah,
not
no, much at you're, all. Right.
I use the microwave, basically, yeah, to heat up protein bars.
Well, no, it's the Viking, Pete. Get it right.
right that's true. It is right.
Spend 20 grand on a Viking.
Apologize.
15. It's well worth it.
Can't believe you just buried Viking.
Nine anyway. Burners.
Ten.
Viking's great. Spend them. If you're asking me my preference, I tell you go Wolf.
I might just go GE.
Right. Just Mrs. Taz, if you're listening, look up the Wolf.
Well, I don't know. She's
be
probably not
like
too
the
happy.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Give him the Wolf.
All right, Mike.
All right,
Andrew's
bogus.
You guys, your report is sponsored by neither one of those two companies, but instead Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. While LeBron was passing Michael Jordan for fourth on the all-time scoring list in the latest Laker loss, 115-99 to the Nuggets, the Celtics were winning for the second straight night in NorCal.
Inbound, safe for the Gordon Hayward. Hayward, half court, 6 seconds to go. Hayward, left-hand dribble drive, gets near the cup, hangs in the air. First shot is good!
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, Celtics radio Hayward hitting the game winner with 2 seconds left in Sacramento after fouling Buddy Hield while he was taking a 3 seconds earlier. Hield hit all three free throws to tie the game. But the Celtics end up winning 111-109, and head coach Brad Stevens loved it.
These nights are tough, and you just kind of have to gut it out. And I thought our guys, we haven't always done that. And that's been another hallmark of kind of our last few years, and so it was encouraging to see this win.
Kyrie Irving didn't play last night with a sore hip from Tuesday's 33-point rout of the Warriors. Zach LaVine hit the game winner with 1.6 seconds left in Chicago. His Bulls 108, the Sixers 107 after Philly led by 10 in the fourth. The Spurs a 111-104 win in Atlanta. The Heat beat the Hornets 91-84 to break their tie for eighth in the East. And the Pistons outscored the T-Wolves 131-114. And while we wait for the actual gout medicine to kick in from Mikey B.
Yeah, how long already with this? I mean, enough for nothing.
It can take 3 days to 2 weeks.
You're at the point. Shouldn't you be home? I mean,
I probably should have. Taking the day.
I mean, you can't walk, and nobody around even cares. Like, no one, nobody.
Well, that's not true. I asked him how he's doing.
No, but people just, the poor guy drags himself around, and like, I mean, I feel like he's just a schlep.
You give him credit.
You know what I mean?
Give him credit for battling through.
I mean, I don't.
He's a martyr. He's a martyr, though. He's a martyr, Moose.
He's overselling it.
Wait a second. He hasn't even brought it up.
Yes.
Bogus brings it up and during his update.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
But, Andrew, that's the thing that's easy to sell, too. You just drag your foot around.
Well, right. I
sometimes
that I can...
he doesn't drag it, too. You notice that, too? Sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah. Honestly, you can call me anything you want. I'll never bring it up, but it hurts like hell. No,
it
I really saw it yesterday.
Work
it
like the injury. Work it all the way. That's what I learned years ago.
It was
ago.
Like the end of Usual Suspects. He limped out of the building, 10 steps on the sidewalk.
People may have not have seen that movie.
And all of a sudden, he's walking normally, skipping to his car. Gotta go
The
home
Kaiser
now.
So says the guy. There you go.
That's exactly right.
I started to think, I don't know, maybe it's a work a little bit. But he's a little bit
of
see?
You want to see the? Want to see my foot?
Yes.
No, I'm good. I don't know.
Yes.
That could be, maybe we'll get maybe medication. 60, 70 views on IG, maybe.
He's got meds.
Look at Pete. Pete's about now. To vomit when he heard this.
Well, Pete's only happy he can't catch it. If it was something that Pete could catch, he'd be cutting Mike's foot off right
it's
now.
It's amazing Pete's not eating goldfish.
Yeah, he does. That's his go-to. I know.
My all cracker morning choice.
Long. You know, he hides his, those yellow goldfish boots in his earphones. He puts them in his headphones. He stocks them all in there. It's so big.
No, it's my tea. My tea is in
never
my
seen,
headphones.
Well, it's tea and goldfish all morning long, starting at 6 a.m.
He does, though. You got to get a picture of the IG's just headphones.
You got it,
let the people see. Yeah. The headphones, they definitely can fit probably cereal, like you said, tea, and all sorts of stuff, you know, and goldfish in those headphones.
A hot pocket.
Yeah, anything you'd
hot
like
pockets.
To snack on.
Anything. you could put like wonton right. soup without the soup in there. Like
anything you might eat.
Yeah, right. Like right. dumplings. You said your kids were eating dumplings right. yesterday, pork dumplings. You put those in there.
Correct.
You could say rounded, you know. Look at the size of those things. Now, we're going to put something on the Instagram, apparently. The team is working on a photo to put on the Taz and the Moose Instagram.
Well, I just... and
of the headphones.
What's that?
There's a lot of surface area to Pete's head.
Massive head.
Yeah. Yet his headphones still look so big. You'd think the head would dwarf the headphones.
Yeah, I think he got those headphones from someone who works at JFK at the airport.
His dad that's on got them for it was a gift. Oh,
waving planes.
All right, come on in,
Mr.
Bring
Bilal.
The plane in. I mean, what do you call those guys? Yeah, with the orange things.
Yeah, they.
I don't know what those guys are called.
Ground crew.
Ground crew. Thank you. No, he's that's where you got him. Mitch is right.
Yeah, ground crew.
Your dad doesn't work there, right? He works at LaGuardia.
No, he does not.
He does not work at LaGuardia.
He's retired.
From the airport.
Are you dumb bogus?
Good God, no. 10th ranked LSU needed overtime to beat Florida 79-78. Number 16 Marquette losing at Seton Hall 73-64. Boston Red Sox knuckleballer Stephen Wright suspended 80 games for PED use. Surprisingly, he says he doesn't know how the banned substance got in his system. And from the NHL last night, the Golden Knights beat the Flames 2-1 for a 5-game winning streak. The Leafs take a 3-2 loss in OT in Vancouver. Now I'm done.
All right, there you go.
Right, all right,
we'll get into who might have leaked the Anthony Davis trade rumors last month. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. As we've discussed a lot about the NBA here and LeBron and the accomplishment last night as he surpasses Michael Jordan, fourth place on the all-time NBA scoring list, 118 less games in the regular season that he was able to accomplish that. But it was just kind of a fait accompli as he wants to congratulate himself as the Lakers lose yet another one in Los Angeles last night. And on the outside looking in terms of the playoff chase, we're starting to get more and more of a feel in terms of what transpired last month at the NBA trade deadline and how everything fell apart in terms of the Lakers' pursuit then of one Anthony Davis, the star big man, one of the top five players in the entire sport with the New Orleans Pelicans, Taz. And, you know, there was this common held thought and belief that, you know, the Pelicans and Dell Demps, because of LeBron's open conversation and talk where he got reprimanded by Adam Silver and the NBA for discussing Anthony Davis and the way that they openly discussed and tampered with Anthony Davis, that it was the New Orleans Pelicans that leaked out those trade rumors about who was involved in order to sabotage the Lakers' regular season as they put two and two together and said, well, we're going to throw it out there, who you're offering. This is the Pelicans now and all the young players, and then the young players will get disenfranchised and ticked off that they were not part of the solution in Los Angeles and LeBron wanted to trade them. And that will completely curtail or the Lakers' regular season and kind of imploded. Now, there was a report yesterday that came out according to those in the know in New Orleans that They didn't leak out the trade rumors, that it was the Los Angeles Lakers that leaked out the rumors. That there was one example where a reporter brought up the example that they get off the Pelicans, that is, get off a conversation and having a conversation with the Lakers on the phone. And basically, a couple minutes later, the package that they talked about on the phone is out there for public consumption. So, yeah. I mean,
wow.
Listen.
It's all rumored, obviously.
Well,
yeah.
It's right. It's all rumored, and maybe the New Orleans Pelicans now are trying to cover their own rear end because they know it's not probably maybe necessarily good for business that it was put out there. But I think other NBA teams would realize this was the rare example.
Yeah.
The Lakers tampering with Anthony Davis, LeBron James openly talking about Anthony Davis, that now maybe this is not – this was kind of the perfect storm – so to speak, that this would not be the case if another team called, say, the Boston Celtics or another organization called about Anthony Davis this summer when the Pelicans do eventually do trade their big man, that this was one instance, but it's not going to be every instance because that wouldn't be good for business.
No.
I want to make sure if I call New Orleans
yeah.
that they're not leaking.
You could trust them. That you could trust them.
Correct.
They're doing business the right way.
Right. Yeah, you and I have a conversation. There's stuff out there that's good for public consumption, and then there's stuff out there that I don't want out there.
Right. Want to assume, no matter what, to your point, Moose, that you're dealing with people or a company or an organization that's working in good faith. And if you're going to stooge stuff off, if this is true, look, if you're the Pelicans right now, Moose, I'm sure they're not exactly ecstatic that there's rumors out there that they deliberately sabotaged Los Angeles, the Lakers. So that's, you know, now, if they did do it and they tried to get over and do it sneakily, I mean, yeah, you know what, I tip my cap. Like we said yesterday with all these sports, you know, in the NFL, we were talking about it, and Major League Baseball, NBA, this is not pretty business behind the scenes, right? You know, just millions of dollars, as you know, bro, on the line here. So a lot of sketchy stuff happens, you know. So, and there's a lot of gamesmanship that's played. So, maybe this is true. Maybe the Pelicans did try to sabotage, and if they did, it worked because they got those young guys to turn against, and they got everybody looking at LeBron like you're not doing nothing for the Lakers except hurting them, and you tried to get Anthony Davis in, and it blew up, and you guys look bad.
Yeah, reportedly the Lakers, the Pelicans, that is, were frustrated. That the trade rumors and the package were as public as they were out as they were. And the pressure that probably Anthony Davis, Rich Paul were putting on the Pelicans to trade him. Now, New Orleans has fired their general manager, Dell Demps. We know that a couple weeks back. And they're going to be looking for a new general manager to take over that organization, lead that franchise. And one of the big key components is going to be the pairing off of Anthony Davis and getting a representable package in return, Taz. But to play the point that you just made, and we said at the time, I would have no issue if the Pelicans leaked it out there. But if the Pelicans, if this is indeed true, and the Pelicans are spinning it this way because they realize it's bad for business moving forward, that the perception is that they leaked this story out there. Explain to me logically, though, why it would make sense for the Lakers to leak the trade rumor. And the package. Because, I read the story, and I get, I read the quote from one Pelican source. We get off the phone with the Lakers. A minute later, offers are out there. All right? Why would it make sense, though, logically, as this story is being written yesterday and reported, and those that reported, you know, Shams is fantastic at what he does for the Athletics. So I'm not doubting that someone told him this. Within the Pelicans organization, I just don't have I can't logically look at it and say, yeah, this makes sense. The Lakers leaking out their own package for Anthony Davis.
The only reason why I would say that it would make sense, just to kind of, you know, to answer your question, I think it would make the Lakers, you know, if we go back a few weeks ago, and if we go back in the time, and go back in time here, it did. It made the Lakers look like, oh, wow. Everybody's sinking their teeth into, gee whiz, they got LeBron James. Now they're going to have AD. Like, wow, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Okay, you almost, the other guys, the younger guys, were almost an afterthought in this thing, from Ball to Kuzma and Ingram and all that stuff. And if they were part of the trade bait, whatever. Man, the Lakers, oh, my God, they're going to be, they want to compete with Gold. They want to be the next Gold State. They want to, you know, they're going to have these two massively, insanely awesome players, yada, yada, yada. So it created that, it would create that buzz, that positive, they're going to kick everyone's ass buzz.
But how stupid can you be realizing, not having the understanding of the effect that it would have on your young players if you don't get Anthony Davis?
You're correct, but here's where we talk about this a lot, where the ego gets in, where the ego gets in the way of Magic, the ego gets in the way of LeBron, and they look at it like those other guys are sacrificial lambs. and we're gonna pound our chest because we can get Anthony Davis to come here to Los Angeles.
Right. Okay.
So that's what, in my opinion, that's what I think.
But if you go, if we circle back to when those rumors were happening, there was the thought initial report that the Pelicans wouldn't even engage the Lakers. Take a lot for the Pelicans to trade Anthony Davis. So, if that's the perception, you get on the phone when we're having a conversation about a particular player, Taz, and you know guys that people want to trade and guys that don't want to get traded. So, if I call you about a player and you're like, I don't know if we're going to be doing that. Well, he wants out of there. I get that. I understand that. But we're not under any pressure to deal him right now. Well, this is the package. So we'll think about it. Well, I'll think about it. But I'm telling you, there's not a back and forth working toward a deal, Taz. Why on God's green earth then would the Lakers be dopey enough then to leak out? Because then you compound the problem. Number one, you're not getting the lean from New Orleans, and you're not smart enough to read the situation and say, well, the Pelicans don't want to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers right now. Number two is then you don't have a good grasp of your team or organization and realizing the effect. If I go in all in on Anthony Davis and I don't get him.
You're speaking on the Lakers.
On the Lakers now. Right. What is the impact on these young players?
Right.
They're
going to be unmotivated and miserable, which
right.
they are.
So yeah. I have to make sure then, if I'm a smart organization, because I think the Lakers look as bad can be here.
Absolutely.
I've got to be smart as an organization to have the understanding of that rumor can't get out there. That package can't be as visual as it is to where LeVar Ball is saying his son does not want to play in New Orleans, wants to play in Phoenix. That's how out there these rumors were. That I've got to have a better read on my team and say they can't. When I call New Orleans, have to be this cannot. The package of players cannot get out there. Having conversations because the impact on my team would be substantial.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that a lot, but I do think, like I said, I think that Magic Johnson, the ego there, and with LeBron, I think, Moose, that they looked at it like this is going to happen because, you know, AD and LeBron have the same agent and all that stuff, and they felt like, hey, we're Magic Johnson. We're LeBron James. We are the Lakers. Okay, AD is friends with Magic with LeBron James. Who wouldn't want to play with LeBron? Who wouldn't want AD on their team? So all that stuff. They looked at those other players. Like I said, those younger players. My opinion, they looked at them as just they were sacrificial lambs. I'm sure the Lakers didn't want that to get out there about those young guys. To your point, I agree with you. But they were probably like, whatever. We run that risk. We're gonna gamble. Because we're Magic Johnson. We're the Lakers. Because we're LeBron James.
That's a terrible gamble.
Well, look what happened. They lost.
And
they're still losing.
and they're still losing it. And Taz, the collateral damage that it does cause.
Yes.
Because if they don't end up with Anthony Davis this summer, and this season ends where we expect it to end, on the outside looking in of a playoff spot in the Western Conference, where is the fallout then moving forward? You still have to try and get this program and get this team to be in winners.
Yeah.
And then you have young players that are looking at it and going to say to themselves, well, at the drop of a hat, when a veteran player is available, we're all going to be gone. So why am I going to be all in when LeBron doesn't look at me as being the guy that can help him win another championship in this time in L.A.?
Well, I know. I mean, the Lakers, they basically offered the freaking whole roster, eight, nine guys. I mean, it was crazy. I got to tell you, because of all this, the way this thing backfired on the Lakers and on the agent and on Anthony Davis and LeBron, my gut tells me in the summer he doesn't end up with the Lakers. I don't think he's going to end up on that team.
I don't think he's going to end up there as well. But as we wrap up this hour, Taz, is the Lakers season is an atrocity and a disaster on a couple different levels. Number one, on the court. The product on the court has been bad. Aside from the individual accolades for LeBron James, the product on the court has been bad. Number two, Taz, they're not a well-run franchise.
No.
That's the other impact. You look at other teams and the way that they're run, and you look at Magic, Pelinka, they're going to fire Walton after this season as well. They're going to look for a new head coach. It's not a well-run organization. Couple that with the fact of Jeannie Buss last week saying our trade talks with the Pelicans was fake news. I mean, could somebody let Jeannie Buss know that they've been talking to the Pelicans or did talk to the Pelicans for 2 weeks about Anthony Davis?
Yeah, she sounds like
fake
a mark.
News.
Yeah, no, she's like she's not dialed in. She's the owner. And she sounded like she shouldn't have said that. That came off really bad.
I mean, Taz, how Jeannie lost Buss. Can you be?
Yeah, no, you guys lost.
Lost.
Might we see an answer to the Antonio Brown saga by tomorrow? Maybe. We'll explain next. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.